SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the family of a 16-year-old who allegedly stabbed a bishop say their son is remorseful. Federal police say they've caught the man responsible for a failed 900-kilogram cocaine smuggling plot. And in sport, Manchester City's Champions League dreams shattered after dramatic Real Madrid loss. With the latest SBS News, I'm Penry Buckley. A representative for the family of the 16-year-old boy allegedly responsible for the stabbing of a bishop in Sydney's West says the teenager is remorseful for the attack. The teenager remains under police guard in hospital and is yet to be charged or questioned following the live-streamed attack at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Wakeley. The bishop has released a statement forgiving the alleged perpetrator and calling for calm in the community after an evening of riots following the attack. The government has identified the stabbing as a terrorist act before interviewing the 16-year-old and his family or examining the teenager's devices. Jamal Rifi, a local GP and spokesperson for the family, says they are all shocked and horrified by his alleged actions.
They're all very distraught, shocked and in disbelief. When they found the news, they could not believe it. And they're totally sorry for what their son has did. And they met their son at hospital, and he's also remorseful. On top of her shock for what her son wrongly did, she was also shocked when she heard about the classification of a terrorist incident. She did not believe her son's action was a terrorist action.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb says police are looking to arrest up to 50 people for riots that followed the stabbing of a local bishop in Western Sydney. Police say they believe about 2,000 people were involved in the rioting in Wakeley, which injured numerous officers and saw police vehicles destroyed. Last night, police arrested and charged a 19-year-old man from Mount Druitt for his involvement in the unrest. Commissioner Webb says they are calling on the community to find the culprits responsible for violence directed towards police, which saw 51 police officers injured and multiple police vehicles damaged. The Australian Federal Police say they've arrested a Brisbane man behind a failed 900-kilogram cocaine plot that led to bricks of the drug washing up on beaches in New South Wales. ABC News reports the AFP are alleging the 36-year-old is the Australian leader of an international crime organisation, which is responsible for the smuggling and distribution of tons of illicit substances into Australia. The man was arrested in Brisbane yesterday and will appear at the Brisbane Magistrates Court today, facing 7 charges and a maximum penalty of life in prison. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says the case of a 10-year-old boy who has taken his own life while under state care in Western Australia is tragic. The boy, who cannot be named for legal reasons, died on Friday night in Perth while under the care of the Department of Communities. Mr. Marles told ABC News the tragic incident has only strengthened the government's resolve to close the gap of outcomes between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians.
It's a completely unspeakably tragic circumstance, and it's impossible not to be moved by that, and it certainly does speak to the fact that we have enormous challenges going forward in relation to closing the gap. We are completely determined to do this. News of this kind only adds to redoubling our efforts to make sure that we do everything we can to make inroads in respect to the gap.
Meanwhile, Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe has released a statement condemning the government for failing to protect First Nations children, saying it should be deeply ashamed by the young boy's death. If you or someone you know needs crisis support, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. For culturally appropriate Indigenous support, call 13 Yarn on 13 92 76. Queensland Parliament has just passed a groundbreaking 75% carbon emission reduction target into law. A packed gallery including dozens of tradies, green groups and clean energy developers watched on as 84 MPs voted for the legislation, with just three voting no, including two Qatar Australian Party MPs and a single One Nation MP. The Renewable Energy Bill creates a legislated target of 30% reduction below 2005 levels by 2030, 75% below 2005 levels by 2035, and net zero emissions by 2050. In football, Manchester City's dreams of retaining the Champions League have been shattered after a dramatic penalty shootout loss to Real Madrid. Bernardo Silva and Mateo Kovacic missed from the spot, as holders City were beaten 4-3 on penalties after a tense quarter-final tie ended 4-all on aggregate. City coach Pep Guardiola said he was pleased with his team's performance and congratulated Real Madrid.
I would have preferred to win. First of all, congratulations to Real Madrid to reach the semi-finals. They defend so deep with incredible solidarity. We did everything. I don't have absolutely any regret about what we have done. So everyone was at a high, high level, but it was not enough. Sometimes you win a penalty, sometimes not.
I'm Penry Buckley, and that is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.